Would you like me to grab you another beverage? Because you're probably going to be out.
Oh, sure.
Let me just...
What is this bogle you have?
It's a really good red wine, actually. My parents liked it so much, they bought, like, 5 bottles of it and then realized they don't have any friends. So, that's a problem.
So, is it, like, oaky? Is it sweet red?
No, I haven't actually... I tried it a couple months ago and I can't remember. It's good. It's not super sweet. My parents don't get super sweet things.
Okay, because I'm not a big oaky person, so that's...
Would you like me to sample it and then I can tell you?
Well, I was going to say, if you don't mind me opening it.
Yeah, go for it.
Yes.
Absolutely.
I didn't want to impose on that.
Kelly, would you like wine or a beer or...
I'll try some of the wine.
Sure.
So it's not super sweet.
We also can make big gingers.
I want...
Oh my gosh.
You want a big ginger?
Yeah.
Exactly.
I'll pour you one.
What do you think of Big Wave?
I like it. It's kind of that mid, mid ale. It's not like a, it's not really light. It's not really dark.
Yeah.
Where did the pot go?
Yeah, it's good.
It is. It's another brand of. I don't think that I'd seek it out explicitly. Like it would be first choice for me.
Mm-hmm.
But it's something where, when available, I would gladly accept.
I can just have the red one if you're just opening that.
What is that one? Is that the... Oh, well, take it out of the freezer, by the way.
Thank you, sir.
You told me to remind you.
If you want red first, that's fine.
No need to pass the red away. Unless I really want
that. Well...
I mean, did it please.
Let's find out. Like, it is right down the middle, right across the plate. It's wine. That's all it is.
Right.
Yeah.
It's the damnest thing.
It's like, I want to drink some wine. Boom! This is wine.
But I don't want to be interesting. I just want wine.
Rich, ripe, luscious, and juicy. This compelling red blend brings it's like fucking everything. No, this compelling red blend brings together the best of Old Vine Zinfandel, Syrah, Cabernet Sauvignon, and Petite Syrah. It is literally almost every red.
They should just say all the things.
Like,
it's wine. It's so many things that it's nothing.
They're like, hey, we have all these grapes.
We're everything and nothing.
Yes.
We have all these grapes left over. Let's just stomp them and bottle them up.
Man. You're way from the side. No, I have to.
Thank you for using your acquired skills.
That's just jerky.
Coaster over there underneath the table.
There's one.
Thanks, love. You're gonna need that in a second.
Oh, I was gonna use that
one.
Still want the big ginger?
No, I got wine.
Okay.
Thank you, though.
Thank you.
You'd said it before, so
I did, and then I was like, everybody else is on wine. So
I mean.
Uberon.
So I have this thing where I can't really always hear the volume of my voice. So, if I get too loud, someone's just gotta be like.
Sometimes I can hear it and I just keep talking loud anyway.
Well, that's one of the things that we kind of need to do again is the give people the right of way.
I mean, if somebody is really knee deep into something they're saying, don't try to compete to throw your 2 cents in. If you can wait a few seconds,
right.
It makes it a little bit better. And you know what? It is actually getting...
We'll be polite.
Oh, it should be so. I'm going to go like that. And plus there's one scroll that sounds like it's in heat or something and will not shut up.
What does that sound like?
Let me see if I can compose this in my head before trying to actually make this noise. Because it happens constantly.
Oh, dear.
It's the worst. It's like...
Ladies and gentlemen, a squirrel in heat.
I don't know if I can even hit the right pitch for this thing. It's really a screen door opening. Like that. Like it's just that stretch right at the end.
Are you sure that's not
but
a velociraptor?
It's elongated.
In heat?
It's longer than what I can do because I can't hit that pitch and hold it for that long.
No.
It goes on.
That sounded
like
more like a baby TIE fighter. I'm sorry.
Like,
sex!
Yeah, it's Disney with another ploy. Lion King 3.
Ugh. Yeesh.
Yeah, I know. I kind of regretted that as soon as I said it.
I was like, Dan Whalen.
Another scar? What?
Nonsense.
No.
There can only be one.
Jeremy Irons. By the way.
BTW. Okay. I'm going to stop talking
until you do the whole introduction thing.
We hit
the energy just like...
We hit that lull.
Yeah, all the wine.
We'll pick it up again. Yep. I'm just waiting.
The wine flavored wine.
Introduced.
Mm.
That still baffles me. I know that it's.
It's not boring either. It has the character of wine. It's like.
But at the same time, I feel like stack it up against anything. And I feel like I'd pick anything else first. It'd be like wine plus something. That is just like you hit exact middle.
Like yeah. My parents are pretty neutral people.
Yeah. The two most average people in the world had a baby, and the baby secreted wine. In a non-positive.
I don't know how that could be non-anything. I don't know what you were going for there.
If two robots of average design created a brewery or wine distillery or however they keep wine these
days.
Two robots created a vineyard, it'd be that.
It's science wine.
Yeah, I'll take that. I like that better. Science wine.
Science!
Blinded by science wine.
I will make the perfect wine using science.
It tastes exactly like wine.
Enjoy. Or don't. Whatever you feel like.
It's not sweet. It's not dry. It's not anything. It's just like red wine.
Yeah, it's non-objectionable.
Unless you have a severe preference of dry or not.
It's safe.
Yeah.
Safe wine.
Why not?
Maybe.
Makes everyone happy, but only sort of.
Yeah.
It's that nice neutral. It's not quite a neutral, but it's like, it'll bring people a little bit together.
Yeah, maybe, but the nice thing about it is that because it's so neutral, you can drink plenty of it.
Oh, is it a low alcohol content?
I don't know. I don't think so.
No.
I'm just saying that you get drunker faster. And then you're happy. And it doesn't matter what it tastes like.
What is that?
That's true. That's true.
Huh? But I feel like now we're underselling the classy abilities. Possibly.
Classy ability. New word.
Let's get drunk fast. All right, let's have red wine.
Let's have the red wine to describe all base red wines.
I guess. I guess, you know what it is? It's a way in which I will measure whether or not something is sweet or dry.
There you go.
It's like the water of red wine. So it's Jesus' water.
It's Christ's blood.
Yeah, there it is. There it is.
That's what you're drinking.
We have found the true Christ's blood.
If you have to introduce someone...
And then people just like try to search for online. They'll type in Boggle. They'll get addicted to Boggle because Jesus told them to.
And then, yeah, they're just going to change their packaging to say Christ's blood.
Yeah.
And then everyone's going to know. Christ was a pretty neutral guy, I guess.
Yeah. He was pretty okay.
He wasn't dry or sweet.
He wasn't too conservative. He wasn't too liberal. He was just, he's right in the middle. He's a moderate.
Jesus
was a moderate wine.
You're all right.
Jesus, you're comfortable.
Yeah. But I feel like that wine is... If someone is new to wine and they're like, what does red wine taste like? You'd be like, here, drink this Bogle.
May I ask do you know the retail? You know, Price is Right style? Estimated without going over.
I want to say it's in the 20 range.
Really?
Yeah, maybe 30, but no more than that. They bought 5 bottles of it. I don't know. What?
My tangenting. The ceiling fan has gotten angry and has bestowed upon us
gods.
Many.
Hey, what about my blood?
It's a gift.
It's an invasion of dust bunnies. They're trying so hard to pounce on us, but not succeeding.
It's plentiful, and that's nerve-wracking.
They've got to all come down sometime.
Looking for the price.
I thought you were taking a picture. You're just like, it's so posed. It's like
posing for the internet.
Oh, I don't have the Wi-Fi on. That's why.
It BMO was staring at me. I was confused.
He's like, hello. Allow me to distract you.
I mean, if it was one of those things where you could just give it to a MGM or what have you, Haskell's, and say, this is red wine. There you go.
Please enter here. Tell me. Our wines, our vineyards. All these people look pretty neutral. So that's good.
Like the winerists? Or
the pictures winarians? On the wine site. The winarians.
Is the main guy's name Steve?
No, I think we get more neutral than that. I think Joe.
John.
Jim.
Gotta go one that'll go like both ways. Like Pat could be a boy or a girl. It's so yes. neutral.
Right.
I'm going to change my bid to James.
Hey, no.
James is classier,
but it's something where he's Jimmy to his friends, but on the website, he's James.
Okay.
Where to find
Peter.
How much it is?
Why do we not have an answer yet? We have the internet.
I know, I'm using it.
Is it
going to say the price online?
Yes.
Maybe.
Just a sec. It was...
Boyle Winery?
Just a sec. No Drug Emporium.
Stop looking at drugs, Katie.
Whatever. You're not my mom. I don't even know which one this is. I totally forgot. Okay.
Show me a bottle. This is stupid.
This is the right bottle.
Wait. Okay, yeah, this sucks. That's not right.
How much? This is a lot of dead air.
Well,
technically haven't started yet.
Yeah, agreed. It's like old vine.
Well, if we buy it from Google, it's like $11. Or maybe that's not it. That's from wine.com.
Wait, what? Can I confirm the name, please?
Bogle.
B-O-G-L-E, and I've been trying to figure out the name without actually getting up to look at it.
I'm close.
It's like Old Vine or something.
Yeah, I think it is Old Vine.
Bogle Vineyards. Old Vine Zinfandel. Wine profiles.
No, Essential Red.
Damn it. But it's still Bogle.
Bogle Essential Red.
It's Essential Red.
Boom, got it. Done. It is rich, ripe, luscious, and juicy.
Yep.
That's awkward. It was released on 2012, November 1st.
2010.
Yeah.
That's when it was bottled, but then it was first put to market 2012.
$28.95.
Really?
That's okay. It just depends on the year.
Oh, 2010?
Yeah. Some things say $28.95. If you're getting it from like a special wine site or whatever, then you can get it for like $10. But it also depends where you are.
What if I was from Connecticut?
I'm thinking it's like $12.
Boom.
Boom. Done. Easy.
Less than 15. I will
get it.
Probably not invest in it ever, but know that it exists.
Yay.
As red wine.
Red wine. I'm done with that. I'm sorry.
UB40 does not need to be brought into this.
What are we on? Episode 87?
It is 87, right. Yeah. Actually.
Yay.
We are so close to 90 and then so close to 100, which will hit in oh so many episodes.
Yeah. Math.
13. I just stall for a second. I'll admit it. Math facts.
So are you gonna like get it started and introduce us and all those things?
Well, I was, but then like the energy literally disappeared.
He's like,
what? It's still here. I'm just
we're prepping. We're bottling it up.
Yep. Also, Kelly and I are drinking, so.
So there's that. There's that.
Well, you know, you can stay hydrated, but at the same time, just before we were chatty, and now it's very apprehensive, might be the word.
I don't know about apprehensive. I think we're both kind of...
Thinking, can you think of any of the really stupid theater class icebreaker games? I will lead in with this just to get it up to necessary levels.
Most of mine involve singing.
Or
loud noises, so.
I don't recall.
See, the only one I had was Zip Zap Zop.
Zip Zap Zop.
Aside from...
Zip.
You know, diction exercises with like unique New York.
Oh, I mean, like the theater class, you know, the Peisner Knutson things during day. If you ever were in any of those,
I never actually took any theater classes from them.
They were fun.
Yeah. We played games like Bippity Boppity Boo and played Big Booty. And
I loved Big Booty.
Big Booty's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know Big Booty.
So.
I mean, I'm well endowed, but I don't.
You don't have a big booty, Dan. You don't.
Don't I?
No.
Don't I?
You don't.
Don't I?
Nope. I've answered that for you several times now.
But don't I?
Crush your world. Okay. Big booty is where everyone's standing in a circle, and the person who's technically quote unquote in charge of the game is the big booty.
Yeah,
obviously.
Got it. Yeah,
it's
so,
a good thing.
Yeah, I have a big booty. So.
And then, so
it's
big
me.
Big booty, and then everyone, I think it's to the right or whatever direction you decide to go when you're playing. It's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Let's say that there are 7 people playing. It's like big booty, and then there's number 1, number 2, number 3, number 4, number 5. So that's 6 people. Yeah.
Yep.
So then you play it starts, and you go, big booty, big booty, big booty, big booty. And then... Big booty starts and says, like, big booty number 3. And then number 3 goes, number 3, big booty, or number 3, number 2, or whatever. So you have to keep track of what your number is.
It's just passing things along and painting.
Yeah, but then, yeah, if you get knocked out, then you have to go to the end. So you're the lowest number then. Highest number.
Well, no,
and then everybody moves up.
Number.
Yeah. Then you're the lowest rank. So obviously the goal is to be the big booty.
Or the goal is to be the loser to constantly be 6 or 7 or what have you. Because it's like, I know my number, but I'm going to fuck it up for everybody else. But I guess at the same time, you wouldn't really fuck it up because then no one else would have to change and nothing would happen.
You'd get kicked out real fast for being a schmuck. Which is a rule that I just made up for big booty.
Got it.
If someone's being a schmuck, they are out.
Makes sense.
Yep. I should be a theater instructor. You're being a schmuck. You're out.
Jimmy, you're a schmuck.
We played...
Stop trying. You're out.
When we were doing Meisner stuff, you had to do... you had to say just the first like descriptive phrase that popped into your head and make the other person, like everyone in the group, feel it. And then you tossed it to someone. And then that person is feeling it. And then they had to go with a new descriptive phrase, whatever they're affected by. So you'd be like... sand granules scratching between your toes, and I'd like throw it at you, and then you would say something like,
I'm sorry.
It's not on silent.
I'm so sorry. I turned it off.
That's amazing.
Song of Zelda.
Storms.
Yes.
Song of Storms was playing in the kitchen at Jake O'Connor's yesterday in this weird like jazz improv thing that the food runner was playing.
Whoa.
Like he had his stereo, he had his phone plugged into stereo, and like, it transitioned from what sounded like Chicago, the band, into Song of Storms. I was like, what the hell is this?
Cool.
I'll link just